This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Joy Drive, your weekday mix of culture, curiosity, and catastrophic truths. Now, picture this: a cat sipping milk from a saucer. It's in every old cartoon, every childhood storybook, but what if the image is more fiction than feline fact? New research, and a great explainer in The Conversation, reveals that giving milk to cats might be doing them more harm than good. So why do we still think of cats and milk as the perfect pair? To separate the myth from the meow myth meant of truth, we're joined by Dr. Julia Henning, Senior Lecturer in Access and Equity in Education at CQ University. She's here to explain the science, bust a few myths, and show us how pop culture and pet care often get tangled. Welcome to Joy Drive, Julia.
Thank you for having me.
Julia, let's start with the basics. Why is milk actually a bad idea for cats?
So, similar to what we see in humans who have lactose intolerance, cats also can and often do have lactose intolerance. In fact, we think the majority of cats are lactose intolerant because they don't really need milk in their diet at all.
So, what actually happens inside a cat's body when it drinks milk, given that they are pretty much lactose intolerant?
So yeah, if your body doesn't have lactase, which is the enzyme that can break down lactose, which is a sugar that we find in the milk, what happens is instead of getting absorbed by the body into the bloodstream, it just kind of sits around and keeps traveling until it reaches the colon, where it tends to ferment and cause lots of issues like bloating, gas, painful cramps. And the one that we often see in cats the most is diarrhea.
Oh, that might explain why my mum's cat's a little bit larger. Maybe he's just a little bit bloated from drinking milk.
Maybe.
So are there any types of milk or dairy that are safe for cats, or should we just steer clear entirely?
Honestly, it's safest to just steer clear entirely. But if, you know, you're desperate to give your cat a little treat, the safest would probably be lactose-free milk. It's not going to cause the same issues as we see with lactose, but it's still not going to be good for your cat. Cats are pretty sensitive to any changes in their diet anyway, and anything that their body doesn't really need, they can react bad to. So you might end up seeing a lot of similar responses like diarrhea or them just not really feeling themselves. So really best to avoid.
Yep. Good advice. This stereotype is everywhere, though, in pop culture. So where did the idea of cats drinking milk come from?
Yeah, well, cats kind of domesticated themselves, quite different to how dogs came into our lives. They kind of saw us as an opportunity for some nice year-round snacks, and they kind of brought themselves to the edges of our community, eating like the rats that were on our farms. We also kept tasty trash piles. And then we started keeping cows and milking them. And as a lot of dairy farmers will tell you, the cats figured out pretty quickly that that milk was also pretty delicious and easy to get. Mm. And from there, it sort of just proliferated into how we see it now. And like you said, all of these cartoons and movies, you see the scruffy cat outside and you bring them in and you give them a saucer of milk. It probably also wasn't helped by some early cat experts who suggested that cats of water and milk and some porridge for breakfast.
So I was about to jump in then and say, so cats are to blame for this myth, but it is partly partly humans as well, by the sounds of things.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it wasn't really until the last sort of 100, 150 years that we actually started making food for our animals specifically. Before that, they just ate whatever scraps we had from the table. And milk was one of those things that we had in abundance that we could give to them and they seemed to like.
There you go. If you've just tuned in, we're chatting with Dr. Julia Henning from CQ University, and we're talking all things cats and dairy, including why your furry friend might not thank you for that bowl of milk, despite what popular culture or the cartoons say. Julia, your article links this myth to deeper questions about how we pass on misinformation. How important is it to challenge these common beliefs?
Oh, so important. I think, you know, we so often just have these things in our minds that are linked and we go, yep, this equals that. And then when we actually think about it, we don't really know where that information came from or if it's accurate. And I think at the heart of science is this need to go and reassess everything to really see what the connections are and whether they are the correct connections that we should be making or not, so that we can constantly sort of improve both, you know, human well-being and animal welfare.
Yeah. And what are your go-to tips for people who want to keep their cats healthy and happy? And of course, myth free.
Yeah, I mean, definitely question everything you know and go out there and find some, you know, reputable resources like the conversation, but, you know, put out information that you can sort of find references and actually check. But if you're not going to bother with that, which I think a lot of us tend to skip over and just want to know what is immediate. So for some more functional tips, I would say pay attention to your cat. They're really great communicators. It's important to watch their behavior. If you are introducing a new food to them, you know, check what's going on in their litter tray, make sure it's not causing any issues on that end. If they're the sort of cat that likes to be touched, touch them. If they're the sort of cat that sort of wants to, you know, just sit near you, then engage with that. Cats, like I said, domesticated themselves, so they're really good at telling us boundaries and where sometimes not so great at listening to them. So my one big tip would be pay attention to what your cat's saying and follow their lead.
Yeah, that's really good advice. And I'm just thinking about my mum's cat, who Oscar, and you know, you have the wound. I have the wounds to show when I have forced myself on poor Oscar when Oscar is not in the mood. Although generally he's I call him a cat dog because he acts like a dog most of the time, but every now and then he'll take a swipe and I'm like, ooh, I've overstepped the boundary.
That's right. Yeah, they're very good at telling you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Julia, for joining us on Joy Drive and dispelling that myth.
My pleasure.
And of course, if you do have any questions, it's always good to seek professional advice from a veterinarian. So if you have any questions next time you get your cat checked out, it's always good to go and ask the vet about dietary and all sorts of things cat related. That was Dr. Julia Heading from CQ University, helping us pour out the truth about cats, milk, and the power of challenging what we think we know. Whether you're a lifelong cat owner or just a fan of busting myths, check out Julia's full article on The Conversation. It's a fascinating read, and your cat will thank you later.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.